Greater Cincinnati has been synonymous with murals for generations. In 1932, Winold Rice created 23 towering mosaics for Union Terminal, though 14 of them have since been moved to the airport. One of Cincinnati's most iconic pieces of art is the mural for the Terrace Plaza Hotel, created in 1947 by Juan Miró, that now sits across from the Terrace Cafe in the Cincinnati Art Museum. Cincinnati's own Artworks has been decorating facades and exterior canvases since 1996. In 2010, muralist Shepard Ferry plastered his imagery, quite literally, all around town. And just last March, Irish artist Mazur's mural, Get Up, was installed on the side of a building on Pendleton Street. Now, the London Police are back in town. The London Police is an art collaboration between Chaz Barrison and Bob Gibson that started in 1998. Since then, their work has adorned buildings and galleries in England, Amsterdam, Singapore, Italy, Norway, Slovakia, as well as various cities in the U.S. Their imagery often incorporates such pop icons as King Kong, Marilyn Monroe, characters from Star Wars, and their own unique beloved figure known as the Lad. The group was asked to come to Covington by BLDG, an artist refuge headquartered on Pike Street. I was fortunate to meet up with Chris Ritter at BLDG and also with Chaz and Bob of the London Police while they worked on the mural at the Greater Cincinnati International Airport. Tell me a little bit of background about BLDG itself.
Well, BLDG, we have a couple different capabilities that we do. Primarily, we're a branding and graphic design firm, but we have a really close tie with contemporary urban art, and we join the two to really create interesting collaborations and really inspiring each other between the branding and the art to make a really, you know, kind of interesting visual.
You've only been in Covington or Greater Cincinnati for a short period of time, but you've already created somewhere in a range of about 20 or so pieces this year, correct?
Definitely there was one big one last time. That was the dog you might be familiar with above Dick's Liquor. Mm-hmm. This time, I think closer to about 10, 15 by the time we've finished. Okay. There's still a few unfinished ones about. But, you know, hand on heart, I can promise you we will get them done. We won't let you down, Covington.
How did you first hook up with these two artists from London?
Mike Amon, our partner Mike Amon, goes to Art Basel every year. And what he does there is he's kind of scoping out new contemporary artists that are really, really, you know, hot at the time. And he started telling his story down there about how, hey, I got this gallery and it's in Covington, Kentucky. And you started to get kind of eyebrows raised a little bit on it. And what really happened was through the global draw that Kentucky has, you know, with things like, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Kentucky Derby, bourbon, really started to get a lot of thoughts flowing with these different artists. So, you know, Mike met them down in Art Basel in Miami, started, you know, talking and hooking up and saying, how, you know, how can we get this thing, you know, really going? So we brought them in 2010, do a couple murals. They came in here, did some original pieces that we sold as well. They also did a pretty big mural on Dick's Liquors over on Scott Street.
The imagery that you use is pretty consistent. You use an image that you refer to as the Lad.
It's a character that is an iconic, bold character, positive vibe with a smiley face, and it is almost like the brand, you know, the image of our brand, our art collective, the London Police. And what that then does is that means there's a familiarity every time we do something that people can recognize. From there, we can then broaden out and do other things as well. But that's the character for which we've become known for. Usually it's omnipresent in a lot of our work, and it's actually the character that I do, whereas Bob deals more with the detail and the architecture that supports the world that character lives in.
And we're looking at this piece that you're doing right now in the ticketing area of CBG, you're incorporating a lot of familiar architectural icons of Greater Cincinnati in sort of the background here. What's the idea here?
Well, what we always try to do is you try and give the viewer a sense of, oh, I know that. That's okay. Where I'm about. And I think it's nice if you can add that local flavor. For me, it's interesting architecturally because I get to sort of draw this cool stuff. But generally we tend to mix that, the architecture from the local area, and then make up stuff as well. So if people walk along and they can say, hey, I know that building, they're already in, you know, and then they can start exploring the rest of the world.
A healthy mix of reality and fantasy, I think.
It's really nice collaboration between the two of them. When you meet them, you'll just see how energetic they really are, and they light up a room, and we really just feed off of each other, inspiring each other in different ways. And, you know, with Covington and coming to Kentucky, every big artist goes to New York. Every big artist goes to London, Paris, you know, Milan or wherever. Nobody goes to Covington, Kentucky. So it's something that they can really own, and it's totally different for them, and they love it. So like when they're doing their piece out at the airport right now, they're getting all this coverage, and are having all these people being like, what are these guys doing here? You don't get that everywhere.
Now, this is your second time coming here. What brought you here and what brought you back?
BLDG, the guys there, Mike and Jay, they brought us here the first time. And that was because they appreciated the artwork. And we work on a basis of if we get invited somewhere, we weigh up the offer and we go there, no matter if it's a big town like New York or a small town like Covington. And from the moment we arrived, we enjoyed the people, the place, like the local culture, pulled pork sandwiches, you know, this sort of thing, riding the bull at Bobby Mackey's, that kind of shenanigans.
I was just going to say, walking around with our shirt off.
But then we've come back the second time because the first visit, like I said, was successful. We really enjoyed being here, and we actually became good friends with the guys. And this time around, we wanted to create a little bit more of a show where, rather than the artwork being inside the gallery, it is spread out onto the streets. And then on the show tonight, we're going to actually be singing songs about dogs.
I've heard about the dog singing, yeah, the dog
song. It's a new direction. I mean, who doesn't go in that direction?
Sure.
From street art to singing songs about dogs.
That was the logical step.
Just a few years ago, we had the artist Shepard Fairey come to town and do some of his work in Cincinnati and Covington and different places. Again, very street art type of installations. Do you think that helped make the environment more comfortable for the London police to do their work?
I think it did, but London police predated the Shepard Fairey. You know, they actually came here first. I think what you kind of start to see is a little bit of a language, you know, starting to build with all this fine art and all these, you know, contemporary street artists coming here. There's been some pretty big things that, you know, that have happened. I mean, here at BLDG, you know, we've had Vils, Alexander Farto, from Portugal, you know, and he's done relief sculptures. We did a little bit of a partnership with the CAC, but he did a giant relief on Mainstay Rock Bar that's, you know, probably 20 feet tall, you know, very large, but he's also a really big name artist. Him having the Beautiful Loser show here, I think, was a big thing for the whole city, and it's starting to really just get some buzz. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we're on the, you know, the uptick of the bell curve here, and that's kind of what we're hoping because, you know, we love having, you know, these people come in here and do really special things for our city, and, you know, it gets people's attitudes, challenges their thoughts, you know, to a certain degree, and, you know, it creates some really interesting dialogue.
So tell me the significance in your imagery of dogs.
I think it's just a love of dogs. I think dogs are, they represent unconditional love. There's an amazing spirit about that creature. They don't judge you, they don't moan or complain, they're just full of love. You know, they're just completely full of love, and that's how we like to try and base our artwork.
BLDG has been involved in collaboration with the London Police to do a project called Seek and You Shall Find.
Yes.
tell me what that's all about.
Seek and Ye Shall Find is kind of a scavenger hunt that we've done across all of Covington. And what it is we'll put out a free piece done by the London Police, and we'll use social media to say, we're going to put out a free piece somewhere in Covington. We'll put out little clues here and there. The response has been pretty incredible, to say the least. The first piece went in a matter of 15 minutes, and that's pretty impressive when you think that all we did was put out a Facebook post and a tweet.
Well, and the piece was actually hidden up in a tree. It's the person physically had to climb the tree to get to the piece. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that was yesterday. That took a little bit longer, I think, but, you know, we had some follower that I think was actually a ninja because we were watching the tree and did not see them climb the tree and take it. But alas, we checked the tree and it was gone. So far we've hidden it in a tree. We hung one from our light on the front of our building, which is on the second story, on top of an air conditioner in a random alley in Covington, and underneath a box truck. And the longest it's taken anybody to claim one of these babies has been about an hour. These are gifts, and they're gifts from the London police. They actually say on the back of them, it's not for resale, because it's a pretty valuable piece to get something that you pick it up, and it's hand-drawn. And, you know, it's a give back, too, for the hospitality of the city. You know, Bob and Chaz love it in Covington. We always have a great time together. And, you know, like I was talking about the hospitality before, it's just amazing. It's really that give back.
And several of these pieces, like we said, are murals, and they're intended to be kept in place for forever, basically. So these are going to be images, icons of Northern Kentucky that people are going to see, and it's going to be a part of the community hopefully for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the idea for us, we have a really high standard for artists that we would want to bring in to BLDG and to Covington. You know, there's some great organizations around the city who also do murals. And there's, you know, some great artists in town, but really what our goal for the whole contemporary, you know, urban art scene is to get the highest level attainable. So, you know, if somebody from New York or LA or another, you know, urban environment come to Covington, Kentucky, and they know a little bit about urban art, they will recognize it immediately. So, you know, we want it to be, you know, up forever. Because it's not just a painting, it's an asset for the city. You know, we want to build something that will actually bring tourism to Covington and bring tourism to, you know, greater Cincinnati region, because these are really special pieces. And people know the London Police, you know, outside of the area and, you know, in the art scene. Kind of our goal is to have something with some longevity and have something with, you know, a lasting quality that'll keep bringing people here.
I want to thank Chris Ritter of BLDG and Chaz and Bob of the London Police. For links to more information about BLDG and the London Police, as well as information of where you can find their public art all around town, please visit wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
I used to have a dog and I called him Patch.
Called him Patch!
Take him to the park and we'd play catch.
We played catch!
But now let me tell you something funny. We sold him for money down in Shelbyville to a chicken farm. Kentucky Fried Dog, dig-a-boom, dig-a-boom. Kentucky Fried Dog, dig-a-boom, dig-a-boom. How I miss thee when we are drinking whiskey. Kentucky Fried Dog, dig-a-boom, dig-a-boom. Kentucky Fried Dog, yeah. How I miss thee when we are drinking whiskey.